April 7, 1929. Kisses to the sun. Exit into the garden. Contest between wind and sun. Feast of the whole creation. Clashing note and note of accord. The new Eve. My poor mind is always back into the center of the divine volition. I feel I cannot do without crossing its endless sea and diving ever more deeply into it, so as to see, hear and touch nothing but divine will. Oh, adorable will, raise your gigantic waves up into the celestial regions, and transport the little exiled one, your newborn, from your will on earth up into your will in heaven. Oh, please, have pity on my littleness, and fulfill over me your last act on earth, so as to resume your continuous act in heaven. So, I write only to obey and to my great repugnance. After 40 years and more without going out in the open air, today they wanted to take me out into the garden on a wheelchair. Now, as I went out, I found myself with the sun investing me with its rays, as if it wanted to give me its first greeting and its kiss of light. I wanted to give it tit for tat by giving it my kiss, and I prayed the little girls and the sisters who were accompanying me to all give their kiss to the sun, kissing in it the divine will, which, like queen, was veiled with light. All of them kissed it. Now, who can say my emotion after so many years, in finding myself in front of that sun which my lovable Jesus had used in order to give me so many similes and images of his adorable will? I felt invested not only by its light, but also by its heat. And the wind, wanting to compete with the sun, kissed me with its light breeze, in order to refresh the hot kisses that the sun was giving me. So, I felt like they would never stop kissing me, the sun on one hand, and the wind on the other. Oh! How vividly I could feel the touch, the life, the breath, the air, the love of the divine fiat in the sun and in the wind. I could touch with my own hand how created things are veils which hide that volition which created them. Now, while I was under the empire of the sun, of the wind, of the vastness of the azure heavens, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior in a sensible way, as if he did not want to be outdone by the sun, by the wind, by the heavens. And he told me, "Beloved daughter of my volition, today everyone makes feast because of your exit." The whole celestial court felt the gaiety of the sun, the joy of the wind, the smile of the heavens, and all ran to see what was new. And in seeing you invested by the light of the sun that was kissing you, the wind caressing you, the heavens smiling at you, they all comprehended that the power of my divine fiat was moving the elements to celebrate its little newborn. Therefore, the whole celestial court, uniting with all creation, not only makes feast, but feels the new joys and happinesses that my divine will gives it because of your exit. And I, being spectator of all this, not only make feast within you, but I do not regret having created the heavens, the sun and all creation. On the contrary, I feel happier, because it is enjoyed by my little daughter. The joys, the contentments, the glory of when everything was created are repeated for me, when Adam innocent had not yet made the note of sorrow of his rebellious will resound in the whole creation, which broke the gaiety, the happiness, the sweet smile that my divine will had in the sun, in the wind, in the starry heavens, to be given to creatures. In fact, my daughter, by not doing my divine will, man put his clashing note in our work of creation, therefore he lost the accord with all created things, and we feel the sorrow and the dishonor that there is a string out of tune in our work, which does not produce a beautiful sound. And this sound out of tune moves away from the earth the kisses, the joys, the smiles which my divine will contains in the creation. Therefore, one who does my will and lives in it is the note of accord with all. Her sound contains a note, not of sorrow, but of joy and of happiness, and is so harmonious that all perceive, even the very elements, that there is the note of my will in the creature. And as though putting everything aside, they want to enjoy she who possesses that will by which they all are animated and preserved. Jesus kept silent, and I said to him, "My love, You have told me many times that one who lives in your divine will is a sister to all created things. I want to see whether my sister Light recognizes me. And do you know how? If, in looking at it, it does not dazzle my sight. And Jesus, certainly it will recognize you. Try and you will see. I looked straight into the center of the sphere of the sun, and the light seemed to caress my pupil, but without dazzling me, in such a way that I was able to look into its center, at its great sea of light. How clear and beautiful it was! How true it is that it symbolizes the infinite, endless sea of light of the divine fiat. I said, "Thank you, O Jesus, for letting me be recognized by my sister Light." And Jesus resumed his speaking, "My daughter, even from the breath is one who lives in my will recognized by all creation, because each created thing feels in that creature the power of the fiat, and the supremacy which God gave her over the whole creation. Look and listen, my daughter, in the beginning, when Adam and Eve were created, Eden was given to them as their dwelling, in which they were happy and holy. This garden is a simile of that Eden, though it is not as beautiful and flowery. Now, know that I have permitted your coming to this house, which is surrounded by a garden, for you to be the new Eve. Not Eve the tempter, who deserved to be put out of happy Eden, but Eve the reformer and the restorer, who will call again the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. Ah! Yes, you will be the seed, the cement on the woodworm that the human will has. You will be the beginning of a new happy era, and this is why I centralize in you the joy, the goods, the happiness of the beginning of creation, and I love to repeat the conversations, the lessons, the instructions which I would have given if man had not withdrawn from our divine will. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight at it be continuous.